For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. 2 weeks ago, new figures from the Census Bureau put the Memphis poverty rate at 29.8%, up 2% from 2013. What that means in human beings is that 191,000 Memphians are living on less than $12,000 a year, double that for a family of four. With the mayoral election just around the corner, the candidates have talked in depth about job growth, but less about the fact that the people needing those jobs, the nearly 85% of those living in poverty, are also people of color. Race and poverty in Memphis are closely connected. And as we learned yesterday in part one of this story, race is an uncomfortable conversation for some voters. Roby S. Williams, president of the Black Business Association of Memphis, says the campaigns have given voters a decent overview of poverty.
It's kind of like writing a newspaper article. You write it at the level where an eighth grader could understand it, if that makes sense.
But deeper questions remain. How much of the city's economic efforts should focus on minority businesses? For Williams, the wrongs of history are reflected in today's numbers. African Americans are the majority in Memphis, yet own only 38% of the city's 52,000 businesses. Williams says that all these businesses together earn just a fraction of 1% of the total revenue.
Going forward, if we are going to be a community of peace, having Caucasians who are doing well and African Americans are doing very, very poorly, and if there are 63% African Americans, that's just not a formula for a safe and viable community.
Most experts agree that the key to a more equitable city is not just jobs for African Americans, but Black wealth, property, investments, a company that can be handed down. Lack of financial resources has stifled Black entrepreneurship for generations.
Too often, African Americans in Memphis and else all across the country have been trying to practice capitalism without capital. To do that, what you got is just ism.
While all four mayoral candidates have touted plans to bring new jobs to Memphis, we wondered what a city should do to foster wealth equality. Councilman Harold Collins and Mayor A.C. Wharton sat down with us. For Wharton, progress could look something like an emergency fund for struggling Black businesses.
We have to make certain that there is readily available the sustainable source of cash, resources, capital, if you will, to keep the businesses going. And that's one of the things that I'm going to work on in the next term.
But government contracts are still the city's main tool for helping minority businesses. To Collins, that system has its own problems.
Black businesses are put under so much scrutiny that they are not able to meet the requirements sometimes that their white business counterparts aren't.
Collins sees the mayor's job as uniquely positioned to promote Black business growth.
This mayor is the sole contracting officer for the city of Memphis, and the number is 38% participation. But you have to take the necessary steps to go locate them.
With more than $500 million in recent building projects in the downtown area alone, the city's construction contracts and deals with private firms represent one of the biggest opportunities for Black business owners to make economic headway. But as Roby Williams with the Black Business Association points out, putting racial stipulations into contracts could have a negative side.
If I'm in New York and I'm considering moving a location here or building a facility here or building it in Mississippi, I'd build it in Mississippi, in DeSoto County. If I don't have to go into, okay, how many Black folks you going to hire and how many Black folks you going to use as vendors.
Ideally, Williams says, the best solution is a social one. The white and Black business communities should be working together so that diversity is guaranteed when outside companies come looking to build.
Boom, we're in better position to win the site.
But for Williams and others in the business community, fixing those social problems will take more than just layers of bureaucracy.
The bottom line is this: everything rises or falls on leadership.
Election Day is October 8, and early voting ends this Sunday. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.